Jesus once asked his disciples, "Who do the people say that I am?" And the apostles answered that some people said that Jesus was the prophet or Elijah. You know, that'd be an interesting question to ask today, to go into the streets and ask, "Who do you say that Jesus is?" We might get some answers like this, that Jesus is my homeboy, or to me, Jesus is my co-pilot. Or we might hear, "Jesus was a teacher that lived long ago," or "Jesus is my best friend," "Jesus is the big man upstairs." More recently, I've seen phrases like this, written on t-shirts and hats and coffee mugs, and it says, "Running on sweet tea and Jesus." And to me, those are sad commentaries on where we are as an American culture and how flippantly and casually we treat holy matters. This question of who Jesus is of immense importance. Your whole eternity hangs in the balance of how you truly answer that question. And if we want to answer that question, then we had better ask another more penetrating question, and that is, who does Jesus say that he is? What does Jesus say about himself? How does Jesus present himself to us? And are my viewpoints, perspectives, and answers in sync with what Jesus says? The question is not so much, do I agree in theory with his statements, but do I trust them in such a way that they rule and guide my life? The reason we ask these questions is because the Apostle John, his whole intent in writing his gospel is so that you would believe that Jesus is who he proved himself to be, that he is the Christ, and that you would believe the true things about Jesus as the Christ, and that you would continually be believing in him. Today, when you pray, please pray for Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Lao Life Word broadcast that's heard in Laos.